First of all, though, let's have a look at racing today at Echuca, where we're on a good four the rails in the true. And joining me with a stack full of winners on New Year's Eve is Warren Huntley. G'day, Warren. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks, Trent.
Okay, mate, let's have a look at race number one, and it jumps at 5 minutes to one. It's a three-year-old maiden over 1,000 metres. In the first pull-out, 3, 8, 11, 12, 14 and 15, and heading the market is number six, self-imposed at 280. 5, Montalbano, $3.80. 7, Halep at 5.50. 2, Hot Rebel at 9. 9 is Lady at $10.
Well, I thought that the favourite would be very hard to beat, Trent, the horse from the Robbie Griffith stable. Didn't have any luck at all on debut, or first up. This preparation was just slowly away, back in the field, and for that reason, just got into a very awkward spot. Couldn't quicken when needed to, and for that reason, I thought it'd be very hard to beat. The debutant from the Corson stable in Montalbano has jumped out quite well to make the debut today. I thought there was a trial recently that Halep did come through, but also in that trial was Lady, and I thought Lady was really strong to the line on that occasion, and I thought that would be strong late. You don't often see Paddy Payne trained horses really really pushed out in their trials, and Halep was pushed out in the trial, and for that reason I thought it was really ready to go, might be able to ride the speed. But I thought it was a very good race for self-imposed, put them in six ahead of 5, 9 and 7.
6, 5, 9, 7 in the opener at Echuca for Warren. Race number two of maiden for 4-year-olds and older. 1,000 metres is the trip, and the scratchings are 2, 16, 17 and 18. Favourite number 9, Factor X, $2.30. 11, Miss Melania's, $4.60. 5, Le Nomro at $5.50. 10, I Love This Girl, $6. And 4, Johnny Handsome at 7.
As is the case with a few of these runners, style races today, Trent, there doesn't look a lot of depth. I think Factor X was the horse that was in a recent jump out at Cranbourne. It wasn't in the colours listed, but, gee, it looked like it, and it trialled very nicely, and I think can offset that wider barrier draw pretty quickly in a race that does lack depth, and looks the winner to me, number 9, Factor X, ahead of 4, Johnny Handsome, who, getting back onto firmer ground with the blinkers on, there's a scenario here that says Johnny can improve today. 5, Le Monro, I reckon, also can improve back onto to firmer ground here. Just didn't seem to finish off in the rain-affected ground last start. And 11, Miss Melanius, has jumped out quite well at Bendigo to make the debut. And, yeah, not sure where it'll get to from the draw, but it finished off that jump out quite nicely. So it can run well. I'm not surprised there's been some market support. 9, 4, 5, 11.
9, 4, 5, 11, race 2. Race 3, a maiden for 3-year-olds and older. 1,200 metres is the distance. 5, 16, 17 and 18 all stay at home. Favourite again here for Nikita Berryman and Richard Lemming, number 14, Zargo's Girl, $2.80. 13, Squeezable, $3.90. 2, Royal Dragon at $5.50, along with 9, Obella, and number 4, Freestyler at 7.
Even race to me. I thought there might be a bit of value about number 9, Obella, who's got race fitness and ran pretty well last start behind Hill of Grange and can get a nice enough run from the draw. I just thought in an even race and on a day when there's not a lot of value, we could play number 9, Obella, each way ahead of 2, Royal Dragon, who's jumped out nicely to make the debut. 13, Squeezable, I think fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell and onto firmer ground, a positive. And Zargo's Girl certainly in the mix on debut from the Richard Lemming camp from what I've seen at jump outs. 9, 2, 13, 14.
9, 2, 13, 14 for race number 3. Race 4 is the first leg of the quarter, a benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres. Pull out 2 and 7. Favourite here, number 3, Alago Go at $3.10. 1, Augusta Rush, $4. 5, Traffic Cop at 5. 6, Angelify at $8, along with 9, She Won't Leave, and $9 for 12, American Express X.
We know Bob Chalice more of a trainer of stayers, I suppose, but Alagogo, she seems to go quite well in these relatively shorter course races, up to about 1,600 metres. She seems quite sharp. She can get herself on the speed. No reason to think she won't run well again with a claim here. I've gone with 3 ahead of 1, Augusta Rush, who gets out to this trip, but he's a horse that's lightly raced. And Brendan Herbst is happy to stretch out to 1,600 metres. Certainly has shown enough in the runs today to be worth considering. 12, American Express, a maiden in a benchmark 58 here. But Hayes and Dabney have got a good record when they switch those horses to that grade of race, get down in the weights, and a claim here for Lewis German, an added bonus, and 6, Angelify, will be making her own luck riding the speed. 3, 1, 12 and 6.
3.1, 12 and 6 for race number 4. Race number 5 is a benchmark 58 over 1,000. And there's no scratchings here. And the favourite is number 6, Royal Duty at $2.15. 1 Allura at $6. 2 Royal Pegasus, $7.50. 8 Effortless Opera at $8.50. And $10 for 7 She Bar and 9 Maria Eliza.
No, I'm happy with that price about Royal Duty. I actually thought she might come up into the red here. First run for the Mara and Eustace stable, formerly with Team Hawks. Got the blinkers and the crossover noseband coming off. You go back through a run midfield at Mooney Valley behind Tash and Dancer, beaten less than a couple of lengths. Terrific form reference for a benchmark 58 here, and then spelled after a run behind Social Spin. That's terrific form. More importantly, a recent jump out at Sandown, finished alongside Crack the Code, who was good winning at Mooney Valley, one of the highlights of the meeting there on Saturday. I think she'll win. I think she's certainly decent odds at the 2.15. 6 ahead of 7, Shebar, who might be able to roll along somewhere near the speed from an inside draw. 8, Effortless Operas, trialled up okay, have a first run for the new stable. Maybe 11, Surgical, next best. Just keen on 6, think she'll win, ahead of 7, 8, 11.
6, 7, 8, 11, race 5. Race 6, a benchmark 58 affair over 1,200 metres, take out 2 and 3. Favourite again here for Jai McNeil and Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace is number 11, Bold Ariel at $2.15. 1 Perfect Command, $4.40. 7 Smuggling at $7. And 4 Storm Approach, $8.50. 9 Exceeder, $9.
Want a little bit of insurance in this leg of the quarry, Trent, because Bold Ariel hasn't had the best of luck, but some of those issues have been of her own doing. Barrier Blanket going on today. Hopefully she begins cleanly. She certainly got the ability to win in this grade, 11 ahead of 1. Perfect Command, you know what you get with Perfect Command. He'll balance up off the speed. He'll need luck at the right time. He needs pressure on up front. But if all of those things happen, he certainly will be hitting the line strongly and he's a winning chance. 6, Great Alpine Road, can run well on the fresh side. Bobby Chalice with a bit of a strong hand in the meeting here. And 7, Smuggling with a couple of runs under the belt, going okay and maps well. 11, 1, 6, 7.
11, 1, 6 and 7 for race 6. The last event is another benchmark 58. Over 1,400, 2, 3, 7 and 9 all stay at home. Favourite number 1, Celebrity Rain, $2.30. 6, Izar Bay, $4.20. 5, Tycoon Kate, $5.50. 11, Wide Open Road at $7.50.
I think the scratchings have made the race very winnable for Celebrity Rain. Still going to need a little bit of luck from the barrier draw, but was really strong late, winning last start and stays in the 58 grade here. Just gets up that little bit in the weights. 1 ahead of 6. Izar Bay, who will make her own luck riding the speed. Tycoon Kate's down in grade here. Not sure how well she's going, but gee, she's well graded here in anything like her best form. And maybe La Rita, who can mix it with the tab meetings and the picnics, but does run well this grade and can finish strongly. 1-6-5-12.
1-6-5-12 in the last. What's your best value quarter and play of the day to Chuka Warren?
Gee, I thought race 5, number 6, Royal Duty, Trent, was an absolute standout. Hard to find value, but I thought race 3, number 9, Abella, we could play each way. For the quaddie, first leg, 1, 3, 6 and 12. Second leg, 6 only. Third leg, 1, 6, 7, 11. And home with numbers 1, 5 and 6. I'm going to play a parlay formula 2 and 3 for the win as my player today. Race 1, number 6. Race 2, number 9. And race 5, number 6.
Good luck today to Chuka Warren. Have a great evening tonight and a happy new year.
Same to you, Trent.